This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Holly Lucille, a naturopathic physician, about Comfrey. And so it's great for knitting bones back together, drawing things out of wounds. What are some of the ways that you've used it with, you're an active person, you ride horses, you ride motorcycles, CrossFit coach. How has the Comfrey helped you?
You know, I always have said, Kathy, it's like kind of fail to plan to fail. And so I know myself really, really well. Being 52 at this point in time, and I know I'm, you know, I move kind of quick through the world, and sometimes I guess maybe too quick and a little bit too clumsy, and I do have an active lifestyle, so I have a tube of trauma plant everywhere. I think when people, you know, we understand when we work out or we use, you know, we lift heavy weights, and I think it's important for a lot of different reasons. Lifting weights, or even if it's your own body weight, for bone care is extremely important. You know, my friend the other day said, well, osteoporosis is a white woman's skinny disease. It's a skinny white woman's disease, I should say. And so being able, you know, it's kind of like when you push against resistance and you break down those proteins of your muscles, they build back stronger and they build back bigger, and the bones are the same way. And so I do encourage strength lifting and things in my practice, especially with my osteopenic women or what have you, but a lot of times there's pain associated with that, and there is healing that needs to happen, and so this is definitely a way that I use trauma plant and the trauma comfrey. Certainly after workouts, I push it sometimes, and I think as we get older, we don't recover as quickly, and my goal for people staying active is to keep their skin in the game. We don't want people out with injuries because, you know, it can be devastating, weight gain, et cetera, and so being able to decrease the pain and keep the skin in the game is very important. I have been in a motorcycle accident. I do ride horses and have had accidents. And so I just have a tube, like literally, like in my travel bag, in my gym bag, in my purse, you know, everywhere, at my office, hang nails. Like I clipped a hang nail, and I actually clipped it a little bit too good. And, you know, you can do that, right? So yeah. I just have it ready to go because the thing is, it's so rapid fire. Quick in the way that it starts to work, so I live it, I really. And the stuff I love too about the trauma plant is that it's sort of greaseless. I can put it on and not worry about putting on a shirt and going into work because it's not going to ruin anything. And I feel like it's sort of odorless as well. It's not going to smell, and you know that whole Ben Gay smell when you're like, oh, what's going on there? Open up your sinuses at the same time. Yeah, but you don't have to worry about that with this.
And where can you find this trauma plant to buy?
So, you know, the trauma comfrey, you know, there are like more than 36 recognized varieties of the Symphytum or the comfrey, sold by commercial nurseries and things. But this is actually it's been used, and it's grown without those fears, but you can get it in the United States by a manufacturer called Terry Naturally. And you just Google trauma plant, Terry Naturally. I think they sell it on retailers and on e-commerce and stuff like that. But that's pretty much the best way I would go about it.
Okay. And comfrey works really well for arthritis pain. But what else would you put in a protocol for arthritis if you were dealing with a patient?
Yeah, so for arthritis, it's really important. And I always go through like, okay, arthritis joint. Itis is an inflammation. And so we always want to look at what is causing that inflammation. And as a naturopathic doctor, I think about identifying and treating the cause. You go to sometimes translocation of gut bacteria. So gut health is extremely important. If there's any dysbiosis and or hyperpermeability, otherwise known as leaky gut, you want to take care of that. You want to go to the root cause. Certainly, food sensitivities. In arthritis, the Solanaceae family, the nightshade vegetables, potatoes, tomatoes, those things are wonderful to avoid because they can cause and exacerbate arthritis pain. The other thing I would think of is internally taking curcumin. Curcumin has been studied so much lately and for things way beyond treatment of cancer and prevention of cancer, pain, anti-inflammatory, all of those things. So I would think of curcumin and as well boswellia.
And those are both very safe to take long-term?
You know, everybody's individual. I always like to make sure, you know, I'm treating everybody individually as far as how they're processing things, what else they are taking. You know, certainly, but I, as far, you know, for this Boswellia, I would not hesitate to have somebody on it for quite a long time.
And do you, with back to the comfrey, do you have a comfrey plant in your yard, in your home?
Yeah, you know, I don't. Living in the city here, you know what, I have I have a hydroponic or aeroponic garden on my rooftop patio, which I kind of, but definitely people do. You can grow comfrey. Like I said, it's an easy to care for perennial plant. It's grown simply for its beauty most of the time. People, you know, don't really even understand how medicinal it is. I know that it's also been used as livestock feed and also making compost. So there's, I think it grows in full sun for the most part. And there's got to be a winter freeze for that germination process. But people can grow it, and they grow it all the time. And I think it's great. One of the things, though, you know, I caution people about is those pyrrolizidine alkaloids.
Right.
You really do want to be careful if you're making a tea or taking that internally, but topically making that poultice. You can, I mean, I love that stuff. The more we can grow and use as food and as medicine on our own, I think the more independent, you know, and certainly having organic material, like organic matter, is essential, and that soil pH with comfrey, it's about 6.0 to 7.0. That's ideal. So it can definitely be grown.
Dr. Holly, how would you make a poultice? If you had, you found the comfrey plant, you needed to put it on your skin, how would you create a poultice?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes all it is about kind of taking, I mean, I use a mortar and pestle, and I'll take the leaves, and you can just create that poultice and put it on there, and maybe, you know, these days, we've got so many modern technologies, you know, whether bandages or whatever, but in the olden days, you just take the leaves and kind of stimulate those leaves by kind of crushing them or tearing them and releasing those healing properties and putting it on the affected area along with some pressure and or, you know, maybe like a pressure bandage and or something that's going to protect the comfrey just so it can be there, right there, go right into the tendon, to the bones, do that work.
Yeah, it's a fascinating plant. In Europe, it's very well known and very well used, especially in Germany. But why hasn't it really caught on in North America so much?
I think we're trying. I think that, you know, we always see our European counterparts kind of using more plant medicines as actually prescription medications. There are so many things that have come over from the European nations over to the United States as like sort of first, and I think about all sorts of but they're bona fide medications there where you actually have to have a prescription. I do think it's catching on, and you know, sort of programs like yours where we can just talk about it, and once again, when we go back to the NSAID use or things that are definitely effective in treating pain, but when you look at it, you want to go, okay, what's the risk benefit ratio? Especially if the root cause hasn't been handled and that pain continues, and that the use, I mean, you know, if I need to take an ibuprofen, and I'm not against it, you know, once in a while for this, that, or the other thing, I will, but it's that chronic use that I see that starts happening. And once again, it's not just for this, it's for this, that, and the other thing. And so it's not only a chronic use, it's a prolific chronic use. And that's where the side effects start to outweigh the benefits, and that's where I feel like we can introduce things like this. And I think it's going to be a slow burn, but people are catching on.
Okay. And it's very, very safe use topically. We don't have to worry about those PAs or...
No, especially the trauma plant, because it's PA-free. So you can use it topically, and you can also use it in open wounds.
Okay. Any other side effects from using comfrey?
No. It's a really safe plant.
Very, very safe. And can you use it on horses, cats, dogs?
I do. All the time.
Excellent first aid to have for everybody at home.
100%.
Okay. And is there anything else, any other folklore, any other stories you'd like to tell us about comfrey?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. You know, one of the things I could share with you, so It's funny. I have all these fun facts about comfrey because I've studied it so much. But travelers in the Middle Ages carried comfrey as talismans to protect them, and they used it in magic spells to attract money. So I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Because the roots have been used to dye clothes, actually, mm-hmm. Or to tan leather. I just love it. I mean, it's so medicinal. But I think it's been used, it's just resilient, and I think that's what it makes you. When you use it, it just makes you more resilient. It's healing and then some.
Yeah, Dr. Holly, when you say that it's resilient, it's like a lot of the herbs, they're basically weeds that you can't get rid of. They're so resilient.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I think I've seen a bumper sticker or something that said, you know, a weed is just a medicine that we have not yet to discover.
that's a good analogy. So
dandelion. People are like, oh, dandelions. But dandelion root, I mean, liver, you know, you can't even, it's not a weed at all. It is definitely a medicine. I use dandelion a lot. So it's fun just to open our minds to understand that these plants are medicinal, and we don't have to be in a turf war against Big Pharma or anything, just to really understand and adopt some of these things into your everyday use, because they're safe, they're effective, and I think they're cost effective too.
Yeah, and things like red clover, dandelion, burdock, sheep sorrel, there's so many that are considered weeds that are the main herbal pharmacopoeia for herbalists, for naturopaths.
Exactly, yep. And so, yeah, I have a podcast called Mindful Medicine, because that's my goal. Is I just want to hope to open some minds and just, you know, kind of just nudge in there some alternatives. And like I said, I think there's value in all systems of medicine, but sometimes when the risk-benefit ratio starts to skew in the risk area, when we have safe, effective alternatives, then you know what? There we go.
Yeah. Well, it's been just a joy to have you on the show and learn more about comfrey, learn about its history and its uses. And so if you haven't yet, when summer comes, spring comes, everybody should get a comfrey plant in their yard. But nature's best medicine.
Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being on the show, Holly.